And on the line now, I have Tom Halpin. He's Head of Communications with the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. That's a mouthful, Tom. How are you?
Very good, Noel.
Okay.
Thanks for having me on.
Not at all. Now, people not taking you out with the grants that they have for improving the efficiency in their home with energy. Why do you think that is?
Well, what we're saying is that there's plenty of opportunity for those who haven't already done so. So across the country and in Dublin, including in Dublin, about one in five homes have already availed of the grants and services that SEAI have available. So we, just to say that we work with communities and citizens, we work with businesses, we work with government to help achieve what we call the clean energy transition, getting us all, wherever we are, to use less energy, and wherever possible to use renewables. And when it comes to homeowners, one of the most important services we offer is the availability of the grants. Those grants are available to make people's homes more efficient, that is, keep the heat in, whatever heat you're putting into that home, keep it in, and then, if you can, to avail of renewable heat sources to make that heat even less harmful to the climate. And we also provide free services to homeowners, to vulnerable energy poor homes where people might be in receipt of certain social welfare benefits. So yes, one in five have taken up those grants already, but there's plenty of homes out there that are eligible for the various grants we offer, and we'd like more people to get on board.
Okay, you mentioned businesses there. Are they eligible? Or is it just homeowners?
For these particular grants, no.
The
grants that we're talking about are grants for homeowners, for insulation, for heating controls, and for different types of solar panels for the roof to generate heat for your hot water or to generate electricity and heat pumps. We do have a couple of grants for businesses for different types of services where people are looking at what we call assets, that is, their factories or their office blocks, and taking a really integrated approach to energy efficiency, and businesses are participating in those schemes.
Mm-hmm. Some things have advanced as regards saving energy over the past few years. Maybe the one in five that have taken advantage of these grants, and maybe they want to do something else. If they say, for instance, they've done the outside of the house, for instance, but now there's one for heating or solar or whatever, can they apply for a second or third time?
I'm glad you asked that. Absolutely they can. So let me just explain the application process first of all, and then we can get into that. So first of all, if you believe that you might be one of the eligible homes for the free service that we provide, you can check out on our website, seai.ie, which social welfare benefits will make you eligible for that. If you are eligible, then you just need to contact our call centre. They will take your name and details and start the process there by getting your home surveyed and assigning a contractor to do the works, etc. On the other side of the house, if you think you want to get works done, but you don't know what you need to get done, you might want to start with getting your building energy rating done on your home. And that will, the assessor who does the building energy rating will tell you what parts of your house are performing less well, and then tell you what your priority might be in terms of what types of insulation, what depth and what thickness and all that. Now, once you've decided, you can apply on our online system. We have an online system which will give you almost instantaneous approval, or you can, there is application forms available via our call centre as well, and you can apply online. Once you apply, you have to select a registered contractor from our registered contractor list, and you need to have your meter reference number, which is at the top of any of your most recent electricity bills, a meter reference number. You apply, you decide which contractor you want to use for the various measures, and then you are given an offer of the grant, and you have up to 6 months in which to complete the works. Now, getting back to the question, Noel, if someone has already applied and gotten the grant works done for, say, the wall or the attic, and now they want to upgrade their heating system to a heat pump or put a solar panel on the roof, they're more than welcome to come back into the process. And for those people who haven't applied already and want to get three or four measures done at once, there's actually a bonus grant if you get three or four measures done, because it's actually better for you if you do all of this work in one big move rather than piecemeal, because you start to make the savings immediately and Ireland starts to reduce its carbon emissions immediately.
Okay, and you mentioned there's social welfare, so is it sort of means tested to the extent that if someone is in a low pay job, would they be eligible, or do you have to be on social welfare?
Well, the means test, no, it's not. It's not just a case. We don't do the means testing per se. What we do is we use the means testing as applied by the Department of Social Protection. Mm-hmm. And if you're in receipt of particular social welfare benefits like the fuel support allowance, if you are already in receipt of that, then that household would be eligible for the free services. So the list of social welfare benefits that you must be in receipt of is on our website or available to our call centre.
Okay, and what percentage of the payment would you have to pay? You probably said it already, but I missed it if you did.
No, you're absolutely fine. So for the free service, it is literally that it's free, and it provides cavity wall insulation, attic insulation, and it will lagging jackets for the tank and some low energy lighting as well. If you're doing the other grants where it's a contribution towards the cost that you will incur, they're fixed level grants. So, for example, the attic insulation grant is €400. Now, to give people a sense of what that's worth, that would be about a third of the cost of doing insulation in a 3-4-bed semi-detached home. So of that order. Now, a larger home will be a smaller contribution, therefore, but a smaller home is a larger contribution. But the grant levels then go all the way up to €6,000 if you're getting the external wall insulation done on a detached house, because there are four walls that have to be insulated in a detached house.
Okay.
So it's €6,000 there.
Okay, so it just varies on depending on the work you've done. That's why you sort of recommend getting the full package. If you haven't had anything done at all, it works out cheaper in the long run.
Exactly.
Okay, and it's great actually that this is out there, because I mean people are getting more aware. And we saw the kids out on the street last week talking about climate change. So people should take advantage of this.
Yeah, well, this is an opportunity, you know, for any of your listeners out there who have children who participated in strike itself or in some form of, you know, marking that event on, which was phenomenal levels of support in Ireland and across the world.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an opportunity for parents to respond by saying, well, our children want us to do something about acting on the climate. And the two things that most individuals can do is they can look at how they use energy in their home and look at energy and how they travel in a car or whatever. And in the home, you can do small things like turning off the lights, turning the heating to a more normal level, like 20 degrees. You look at the way you use your appliances, make sure they're all unplugged. But you need to then think about the bigger things, because 80% of the energy we use in the home, on average, is used for heating and hot water. Now, if you have a home that's leaking because it's not well insulated, so that heat is just leaking out into the air, you're losing money, your home is uncomfortable, you're causing massive climate changing gases. So what you need to think about is, well, how do we respond as individuals? Invest in our homes, and believe it or not, it makes our home more valuable as well. So it really is a win-win, and as you rightly say, Noel, it's a way of reacting to this growing movement that we all need to do something. Businesses are doing something, and when people say that, you know, what's the government doing? These are government-funded grants. This is what the government is doing. The government is investing. Last year, the government invested well over €100 million in different activities across climate action. We provide grants for electric vehicles as well. We provide grants for businesses. We provide grants for research. So this is government action. And the only way that it will actually take effect is if consumers apply for the grants and take them up.
Just to ask you there, you mentioned vehicles. If someone wanted to buy electric cars, there's a grant there for that, if you're on social welfare.
Yes, there's two forms of relief for an electric vehicle. And the great thing with electric vehicles is, you know, if you asked someone about an electric vehicle 10 years ago, they would have said, well, they're small, pokey little things that'll get you from here to the shops and maybe not even get you back.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking about every car under the sun, you know, every size, shape and form of car. There's over 40 vehicles available in Ireland, different vehicles available in Ireland, all available with a grant. And they have ranges that go from, you know, about 250 kilometres, some of them up to 350 and 400 kilometres. The grant, the supports available are that a new electric vehicle has 5,000 reduction on VRT, and it also qualifies for a €5,000 grant. So effectively, the price of a new EV is reduced by 10 grand, 10,000 euro, through government action.
Wow.
And then we also provide it for people who are either buying a new electric vehicle or for people who buy a second-hand electric vehicle, which of course has already been granted. Mm-hmm. We're providing a grant of 700 euro for people to install a home charger. Because when it comes to electric vehicles, people may think that, you know, well, where's all the charging infrastructure? Where are the charge points? And there are a lot of them out there. But actually, what we're going to be doing when we all start to drive electric vehicles is, for those of us who can't put a charger on the outside wall of our house, we're going to be charging our cars at home. We're going to be plugging them in when we arrive home in the evening. We're going to be leaving them charging overnight. And we're going to wake up, basically, with a full tank of electricity every morning.
Wow. That's the future. And there's no doubt about that, Tom. There's no doubt about that. But I think in all the talk that we're talking about now, and it's sort of there and with the cars, but in anything to do with any improvement you do in the home, it's not just about the environment or climate change. It's also about saving money. I think people should think about that as well. That's a big thing for a lot of people. If you're doing good for the environment and you're not wasting any sort of energy, and you're also saving money. So it's win-win-win across the board, isn't it?
Across the board, absolutely, Noel, exactly as you say.
Okay, listen, it's been a great pleasure talking to you. Just give us all the details if people are interested again. I think maybe a lot of people don't know about it, Tom. Maybe that's the reason why as well.
Well, there's obviously some people out there who may not know about it. We do point to the fact that 400,000 homes in the country have already gotten these grants or services. So a lot of people have availed of it, and we're delighted that those homes are more comfortable. Mm-hmm. The easiest place to go for any details is on our website at seai.ie/home-energy-grants, and all the details of all the different schemes are available there. And we do urge people to think first. If you think you might be eligible for the free service, do check that one out first, and if not, start to look at what you might do in your own home. So that's seai.ie/home-energy-grants.
Okay, thank you very much for talking to us here on Near FM, Tom. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, Noel.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that is Tom Halpin, of course, and he's Head of Communications with the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland.